Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hockey Talk, brought to you by the Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm goalie Justin, and joining me this week is defenseman Adam.
What's up, guys?
This week we discuss the Pittsburgh Penguin games against the Anaheim Ducks, Los Angeles Kings, and San Jose Sharks. The Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguin games against the Bremerton Senators, Bridgeport Sound, and Providence Bruins. Will and Naylor games against the Toledo Walleye and Kalamazoo Wings. And the Johnstown Tomahawk games against the New Jersey Titans. You want to take the Penguins?
How about you do the Pens since you know those names?
Alrighty. You just want me to have to sit here and say it with a shutout. I see how it is. Alright, so Wednesday, they played the Anaheim Ducks. Matt Murray would get his first start of the season. Evgeny Malkin would open the scoring at 7:41 the first. They give the Penguins the lead. Matt Collin would score on his 40th birthday to make it 2-0. Cam Fowler would score on the power play on a nice screenshot at 15:49 of the first to make it 2-1. Brian Rust would score at 16:42 of the second to make it 3-1. Chris Letang would score on the power play at 1:27 of the third to make it 4-1. Patrick Hornquist would score at 7:14 of the third. What would be the Penguins' final shot of the game to make it 5-1. John Gibson was pulled from the game after that goal. Matt Murray would make 32 saves on 33 shots. And 13 different Penguins would score points in that game.
Yeah, I mean, the Ducks just looked out of sorts in that game. They didn't look good at all, so...
It just seems like NHL in the whole this year seems to be a lot of high-scoring games. So, we'll move on to Thursday. Thursday, they played at Los Angeles against the Kings. Sidney Crosby would score at 7:28 to give the Penguins a 1-0 lead. Trevor Lewis would tie the game 1-1 at 5:25 of the second period off of a bad bounce off of Fleury's pads. Matt Green would give the Kings a 2-1 lead at 2:14 of the third. On a screenshot, Sidney Crosby would score to tie the game at 9:28 of the third. Nick Dowd would score in overtime to give the Kings a 3-2 win off a great move in front of Marc-Andre Fleury. Fleury would make 24 saves on 27 shots. I mean, that overtime goal was, as a hockey fan, was beautiful. As a Pens fan, why was he that wide open in front of the net?
All right.
Saturday, they would play the Sharks in a Stanley Cup rematch. Chris Kunitz would score at 4:22 the first to make it 1-0. Crosby would score at 18:28 to make it 2-0. Crosby would score a second in the game, 13 seconds into the second, to make it 3-0. Eric Fair would score at 2:33 of the second to make it 4-0. And Nick Bonino would score shorthanded at 16:28 the second to make it 5-0. Matt Murray would make 32 saves in the shutout. Penguins are currently 8-2-2. And they play Tuesday night versus the Edmonton Oilers, Thursday versus the Minnesota Wild, and Saturday versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we'll move on to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. Friday night, they played Bremerton Senators. Mike Blunden would score at 13:36 of the first to make it 1-0 Senators. Jake Wintzel would score at 15:56 of the second to tie at 1-1. Tom Christopoulos would score at 17:56 of the second on the power play to give the Penguins a 2-1 lead. That goal would be Tom's 300th point as a Penguin.
He ever played up?
He has a few games up, but not really.
Is he pretty much a career minor leaguer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Garrett Wilson would score at 5:23 of the third to make it 3-1, and Oscar Sundquist would score at 13:02 of the third to make it 4-1. Tristan Jarry would make 20 saves on 21 shots. Move on to Saturday, Moving on to Saturday, they would play at Bridgeport against the Sound. Jake Guentzel would score at 1-2 of the first to make it 1-0 Penguins. Reid Gardner would score at 4:40 of the first to make it 2-0. Devon Toews would score at 7:51 of the first to make it 2-1. Tom Christopoulos would score at 13:19 of the first to make it 3-1. Carter Ronnie would score on the power play at 19:01 of the first to make it 4-1. Jake Guentzel would score the second of the game at 1:50 of the second to make it 5-1. Garrett Wilson would score on a penalty shot at 11:44 of the second to make it 6-1. Steve Wileski would score the final goal of the game on the power play at 1:17 to make it 7-1. Casey DeSmith would make 28 saves on 29 shots. Sunday, they would play at Providence against the Bruins.
Reid Gardner would score at 6:32 to make it 1-0 Penguins. Jordan Suarez would score at 14:43 the first to tie at 1-1. Oscar Sundquist would score at 16:03 to make it 2-1 Penguins. Denton Hannan would score at 18:05 the first to tie at 2-2. Tom Christopoulos would score at 10:24 the second to make it 3-2 Penguins. Jas Dea would score at 17:25 of the second to make it 4-2. Peter Karlik would score at 18:11 of the second to make it 4-3. Wayne Simpson would score at 3:50 of the third to tie the game 4-4. The game would eventually go to a shootout with Garrett Wilson would be the only player to score in a shootout, giving the Penguins a 5-4 win. And Tristan Jarry would made 38 saves on 42 shots. So Wilkes-Barre currently sits at 8-1-1, and they played the Toronto Marlies on Friday, Providence Bruins on Saturday, and at the Hartford Wolfpack on Sunday. And another note, Adam Krause was sent down to Wheeling on Monday the 7th. So we will move on to Wheeling. Friday they played versus the Toledo Walleye. Cody Wiedu would score at 1:55 of the second to make it 1-0 Wheeling. Taylor Spink would score at 8:41 of the second to make it 1-1. AJ Jenks scored at 10:28 of the second to make it 2-1 Walleyes. Nolan Zajac scored 10:47 in the second to make it 3-1. Taylor Spink would score a second of the night at 17:12 to make it 4-1. Eric Bradford would score in the second to make it 5-1. And Jacob McDonald would score at 3:39 in the third to make it 6-1. Doug Carr would make 27 saves on 33 shots. Saturday versus the Walleyes. Scott, the longest, weirdest name I've ever heard or seen, would score at 1:09 of the first to put Toledo up 1-0. AJ Jenks scored at 4:35 to make it 2-0. Gage Quinney would score 40 seconds in the second to make it 2-1. Jordan Claus would score at 8:29 of the second to tie the game at 2-2. Nick Sorkin would score in the second to make it 3-2 Wheeling. And Jordan Shallow would score in the third to make it 4-2. And Jordan Claus would score his second of the game at 17:39 of the third to make it 5-2. Doug Carr would make 23 saves on 25 shots. Sunday, the Nailers played against the Kalamazoo Wings. Nick Sorokin would score on a power play at 13:48 of the second to make it 1-0 Willing. Andrew Ammon would score at 18:31 of the third into an empty net to make it 2-0. And Nick Sorokin would score at 19:13 of the third, shorthanded into an empty net to make it 3-0. J.P. Anderson would make 24 saves in the shutout, his first start of the season. So the Nailers currently sit at 4-3-1. And the Nailers play Reading Royals on Friday and at Brampton Beast on Sunday. The Nailers traded Kenton Miller to Elmira Jackals for future considerations.
And that was done today on the 7th.
Okay. And we'll move on to our local Johnstown Tomahawks. Friday, they played at New Jersey Titans. Andy Lale would score at 8:59 of the first to give the Tomahawks a 1-0 lead. Donovan Ott would score at 19:38 of the first to make it 2-0. Kyle Prowowski would score at 2:11 of the second to make it 2-1. Zach Galambos would score on a power play for the Tomahawks to make it 3-1. Dalton Hunter would score at 5:20 of the second to make it 4-1. Anthony Cusinelli would score in the second to make it 4-2. Samuel Solomeski would score for the Tomahawks in the second to make it 5-2. And Danny Weaver would score at 5:20 in the third to make it 5-3 Tomahawks. That would be the final score. Britt League would make 26 saves on 29 shots. Saturday versus the New Jersey Titans. Kyle Prowowski would score at 5:56 of the first to make it 1-0 Titans. Greg Malafront would score at 12:23 of the first to make it 2-0. Drew Haught would replace Vinny Propora to start the second. And the night didn't go much better after that change. Danny Arizone would score in the second to make it 3-0. Gordy Hellmuth would score to make it 4-0. Danny Weaver would score to make it 5-0. And then Vinny Propora would come back into the net to start the third. And Donovan Ott would score for the Tomahawks to make it 5-1. Todd Goering would score in the third to make it 6-1, which would be your final score. Drew Haught would make 17 saves on 20 shots, and Vinny Propora would make 14 saves on 17 shots. That was definitely a rough night. Sunday, the Tomahawks played the New Jersey Titans again. William Riedel would score on the power play at 6:43 to put the Titans up 1-0. Kyle Prowowski would score in the first to make it 2-0. Nick Bruce would score on the power play for the Tomahawks to make it 2-1. Zach Galambos would score on a power play at 5:05 of the second to tie the game at 2-2. Nick Boygan would score on a power play in the second to make it 3-2 Titans. Nick Boygan would score his second power play goal of the night to make it 4-2. William Riedel would score his second of the night to make it 5-2. Hayden Rowan would score for the Tomahawks to make it 5-3. Nick Boygan would complete the hat trick and make it 6-3 Titans. And then Greg Malafont would add another power play goal to make it 7-3. Drew Haught would make 31 saves on 38 shots. So the Tomahawks currently sit at 13-4-1. And they play their first two home games this weekend against the Aston Rebels.
Be nice to make it up to one of those, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it to a bunch of their games this year.
Alright, moving on to other related hockey topics. On Friday night, Columbus would demolish Montreal, giving them their first regulation loss. 10-0.
Holy crap.
The first team to score 10 goals in a game since 2011.
Who was in net?
Al Montoya.
Oh, okay.
That was a home game for Columbus. And you remember, they have that stupid cannon there. That thing fired 10 times on Friday. That's
crazy.
I would be annoying at some point. Former Penguin goalie Mike Cadon will get a shot on his first game with the Senators, making him the third goalie in Senators history to do so. Craig Anderson's one. And I can't find the article again, but it was either Patrick Laline or Ron Tugnutt who was the other one. Jacob Tubula and the Winnipeg Jets will come to an agreement on Monday, November 7th. Tubula signed a two-year contract at $2.5 million this year and $3.5 million next year. Seth Jones will miss the next 3 weeks for the Blue Jackets due to a hairline fracture on his foot. And former NHL player Marek Savstos was found dead in his home on Saturday. He was 34. No cause of death has been released as of this time. You have anything else hockey-related?
No, I don't think.
I haven't played NHL this week, so...
I haven't either since it really pissed me off last week when we played with you, so...
Oh.
I don't understand how they think that it's good.
Well, they lose the rights after this year, so we'll see what happens. Maybe there'll be some competition again.
I truly don't understand how they feel that it's any good. The online version, anyways.
I've been reading comments on their Twitter page, and people are like, you know, saying stuff, and they're like, well, that's how the game is.
No.
I took some video of what I could from our game last week. The player getting in front of the net and nobody touching him.
Damn.
And the video taped my plate. But that's unfortunate. That's pretty much all I could do. I couldn't do the other goals.
Yeah.
Alrighty, folks. Well, just like we say every week, you can email us at masondixonsportspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @MaceDixSportsPod. Find us on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. And look for quick recaps of the games, the Penguin games that is, at Webley. Sorry. It'd be MasonDixonSportsPodcast.webley.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Xbox Live, Instagram, Snapchat at Boost4608.
You can follow me on Twitter and Snapchat at Slovak044 and play some Xbox at EagleHawk44.
So, till next week, guys. See you on the ice.
Later, guys. Curious condition, it ain't a fella.
lot. Thank you very much for a good day.